Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
So, I got arrested today, Daryl.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, and I have to say, I didn't think it was going to happen. I really didn't think it was going to happen. And Mark predicted...
I figured that it would happen.
Yeah.
And I was actually making plans for how to do this show without you tonight.
Well, I appreciate the preparation, but fortunately I was able to get bonded, PR bond tonight, so I don't have to sit the entire weekend awaiting an arraignment on Monday morning. Because when you get arrested on a Friday, pretty much in every jurisdiction I've ever heard of, you have to sit until at least Monday to see a judge.
Unless you're somehow able to get bailed out.
Right, right, right. If you if you don't have the money to get out. In this case, it didn't cost anything there was no bail in this case. It's PR, so personal recognizance. You know, they know I'm going to show up essentially at court, so they're not too worried about the bail money.
Still had to pay the bail commissioner $40, though, right?
They didn't have to, but the folks who came to pick me up did do that because he told them I told them that I said to go ahead and do that, which I did not say to do. He asked me if I had the $40, which I did not, and he said, "Well, the people outside have it." And I said, "I don't know. You can ask." So I told him he can ask if they had had money. So anyway, they paid that, and if they hadn't paid it, he would have had to have released me anyway. And then the judge could order me to pay it down the line.
Right, right.
So, boy, where to begin with this particular case? It really has to do with a ridiculous technicality in the law. They're essentially charging me with fraud, basically. They're charging me the actual titles that they're charging me with are prohibitions and... unsworn falsification.
Which is basically one step below perjury.
Yes.
Is my understanding. Because I read the ordinance that you were charged with on the unsworn falsification.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically giving false information to a government official and basically not being under the penalty of perjury.
In this case, the penalty is a misdemeanor charge, of which I've been hit with two Class A misdemeanors here in New Hampshire.
Class A.
That's right. Here in New Hampshire, a Class A misdemeanor carries up to a year in jail and $1,000 or $1,200 or something. There's an amount of money as well that they can hit me with if I'm found guilty of this. And hopefully I have a good case here. I intend to take this on myself. I don't imagine my attorney is going to be too interested. I'll run it by him and see what he says. But this doesn't seem to be a complicated case. Both of these statutes do use terms like knowingly. And so essentially what they're accusing me of doing was last year, and longtime listeners of the show know that I've been using the name Ian Freeman for a long time. And I went last year to actually change legally the name that I was using to Ian Freeman because I was frustrated with some courts refusing to recognize my name. Other courts were fine with it. Most courts would refuse to. And so I was just tired of that, and I figured, all right, fine, I'll try this probate court process and go through the name change thing. Thing was, at the time, I was under threat by the DMV who had removed my so-called driving privileges here in New Hampshire as punishment for not having gotten a New Hampshire driver's license. They were demanding that I get a New Hampshire driver's license at that time. So I figured, all right, well, if I'm going to get this New Hampshire driver's license, because I don't want to be prohibited from driving forever,
right,
is what they were doing to me, I figured, well, if I'm going to get this New Hampshire driver's license, I might as well go ahead and go through with this name change thing, so I can do it kind of all at once, was the intention. So I went through the name change thing, and then I went into to get the driver's license, but it was harder than I expected it to be to get a driver's license under the name Ian Freeman. They wanted me, for instance, to go to the Social Security office and get some sort of approval or paperwork or something like that.
Even though you had the form from the probate court saying Ian is now Ian Freeman.
That's right. So I figured that would have been enough, but no, they, you know, spring this requirement on me when I walk in there. Oh yeah, you got to go down to the Social Security office. Like, oh well, I don't really have time. I'm not interested. I don't believe in Social Security. I don't participate in Social Security. I don't want anything to do with those people. So I basically decided that, you know, given it a little bit of thought after that, and I came back and decided, well, you know, because I want to be able to drive and I don't want to have to jump through this hoop, it was my understanding that changing your name on the driver's license once you got the license from New Hampshire was an easier process than doing it prior to doing it how I was going to do it. And so so I went ahead and just, you know, gave up, surrendered my old Florida driver's license and got a New Hampshire driver's license in the name of Ian Bernard, my original name. And I'm pretty sure I even told those ladies, because they recognized me. You know, this is a small place. They recognized me coming in. Oh, well, wait, didn't you change your name recently? Like, yeah, well, I'd rather get it in this name for now, and I'll change it later on. And so, you know, they didn't say, oh, well, that's illegal. You know, they went ahead and processed me through. So
they probably don't know that that's illegal.
And
they probably just know that it's strange, but not illegal.
So they processed it through. I got the license under the name Ian Bernard. And then it was my full intention to change the name on that license to Ian Freeman. And eventually I did change the name on that license to Ian Freeman. So, you know. Where's the issue exactly? Well, they say the issue was that when I signed the statement to get the license, that essentially I was using a false name or a fictitious name or something like that. And, you know, that's the wording here in the prohibitions statute. It is a misdemeanor for any person to use a fictitious or false name, which I don't consider my original name to be either fictitious or false. In an application for a driver's license or permit, or knowingly make a false statement, or knowingly conceal a material fact, or otherwise commit a fraud in such an application. So
what they're going to argue, and I'm not saying that, you know, you're necessarily going to be found guilty, although I think you probably will be, but what they're arguing is that your name was no longer Ian Bernard. You went
legally.
Legally, your name was no longer Ian Bernard. You went in, filled out this piece of paper saying, I am Ian Freeman. And it got the little stamp of approval from the probate judge.
Yeah.
You went to the DMV and said, I am Ian Freeman. Give me a license. And they said, we need all of these documents. I don't have those documents. And so then you went back another day and said, I am Ian Bernard. Wait, weren't you Ian Freeman yesterday? Well, I still am, but give it to me in this name.
Yeah.
So that's where they're saying the one of those two names was not your current name.
Well, the thing is, though, Daryl, when you get when you get the paperwork, once you go through the probate process, they give you a sheet of kind of like an info sheet. I'm like, okay, here's what you should do
Now
that you've changed your name. And one of those things, and I don't have it right in front of me, but I can pull it up here in a moment, but one of the things that it says is that, you know, your obligations in your old name continue. It's not like that name just disappears from the earth.
Right.
You know, any agreements you had, any credit cards or whatever, those are still in your old name. You're still obligated to, you know, to do those things.
Right, and I don't think that anybody is trying to say that you no longer have to pay the light bill that was sent to Ian Bernard.
No, but my point was that didn't, you know, that sort of information that I was given made, and plus the other thing they said was that you do have to change your name on things, but there wasn't any sort of period of time in which, you know, you had to change it in X amount of days or something like
that. What I'm saying is because you went to the DMV on one day and said, I am Ian Freeman, and then a later date said, I am Ian Bernard, even though your name was legally Ian Freeman at that point.
Mm.
That is where they're saying was the misrepresentation
your
identity.
It wasn't knowingly. Like, I thought it was totally fine to get the license under the old name and then change it after that fact. So if knowingly is a factor in this statute, which it seems to be.
For part of the statute.
There's an argument there. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you want. I think I've got it bad. Take a look at the case of Ross Ulbricht. He is facing probably the rest of his life in prison for being the man who allegedly ran the Silk Road, the underground black market where you could buy all manner of different interesting things, including illegal drugs and fake IDs and things like that. He's facing years and years in prison over that, and he needs help. His family is not rich. They can't afford to pay for this fancy attorney they've gotten. They've got Joshua Dreidel, who has previously worked with folks in Guantanamo Bay. So hopefully this attorney really knows his stuff. But it's going to be expensive, and they could use your help. If you support ending the insane war on drugs, if you support the Silk Road and the underground black market, and you want to see this guy walk free in this case, you want to see him have a good chance of doing that, please help out with his fundraiser at freeross.org. That's freeross.org. And as we learn more about the case, we'll continue to bring you information here on Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Daryl.
We'll be talking about the college myth, this oft-repeated idea that, oh, well, if you go to college, you'll make $1 million. $1 million more. Isn't that the claim, I think?
Yes.
Than the average person who doesn't go to college?
Over your lifetime.
Yeah. So we'll get into that here in a moment. Also, don't forget you can join us at freetalklive.com. So I was arrested today, and it was, to me, just total BS. I don't know what it was that sparked this investigation. I don't know if it was that they were just after Ian Freeman trying to find something to pin on me, or if it was the fact that I tried to go and get a voter ID card under the name Ian Freeman while having a driver's license from the state of New Hampshire that had the name Ian Bernard on it, which could have set off a flag in their system.
I think that is more likely.
I think you're right about
that. Is that they were investigating some kind of voter fraud.
Right.
Because, you know, that is a concern. You know, that people are coming in and voting under multiple names and fake names and in places that they don't actually live.
Right.
So that seems to be a concern.
Which, of course, I wasn't doing those things, nor was I using any of these names for any sort of fraudulent purpose.
Right.
But their accusation is that that I've unsworn falsificationed and prohibitioned. These are the charges that I've been hit with here. And the prohibition is that I allegedly used a fictitious or false name in an application for a driver's license, or knowingly made a false statement, or knowingly concealed a material fact, or committed a fraud in such application.
The first part of that,
yeah,
of using a false name, does it say knowingly using a false name?
No, it does not say
so
that.
So the knowinglies all come after.
That's true. However, I was under the belief that the name that I had, Ian Bernard, was a legitimate name because the documentation that I was given from the court said that all my obligations are still there. So, you know, that's still my old name. It's not like that just goes away. So anyway, that's what I did, was I used my old name the day after I had gone through a legal name change. Had I gone to the DMV the day prior to getting the legal name change, it wouldn't have been, you know, an illegal act or whatever.
Well, so, and I think also what sort of struck them as odd is that you went in the day of and tried to get the driver's license under the name Ian Freeman.
Yeah.
And then the next day went to get it as Ian Bernard.
Yeah. But I also, you know, they knew my name was Ian Bernard previous to that anyway, because I showed them the old license. So it wasn't like, you know, I was trying to pull some sort of fast one.
Right. I'm just saying you signed the paper under one name one day, a different name the next day.
Yeah.
And that is going to strike anybody as odd.
So, but they had known that I had gone through a name change. So it wasn't like, you know, anything was being concealed from these people.
Didn't say you were concealing anything. Yeah. I'm just saying it's odd.
Yeah.
For you to come in one day and sign a piece of paper with one name, and then come in sign it with another.
Just because it's odd shouldn't be illegal, right? The other thing, unsworn falsification, if I make a written or electronic false statement which he or she does not believe to be true on or pursuant to a form bearing notification, blah, blah, blah. And let's see, makes any written or electronic false statement which he or she does not believe to be true. So that's the other claim they're going to make, was that I didn't believe that I was Ian Bernard when I signed that form. But I did. Because I thought that name was still, you know, valid, essentially, until I changed it, which I hadn't gone through the process of changing it through the driver's license. Anyway, that, I hope I've explained this, you know, sort of legalistic technicality situation that I'm now facing 2 years in jail for.
You think that your name is both Ian Freeman and Ian Bernard, and you have signed papers, government papers, under both names.
for a long time I've been doing that. Yeah. I mean, even since before I went through the probate court process, I've been signing papers under both names, depending on the circumstance. You know, so if I had to get a bank account, I would have signed as Ian Bernard. Or if I wanted to register to vote, I signed as Ian Freeman. That wasn't illegal. But once I went through the probate court process of actually jumping through their hoop to change the name, then it became illegal to use the old name, which I had no idea.
Right, because one of those is not still your name.
That's what they say.
One of those used to be your name.
Yeah.
And it is no longer your name. You're still under the obligation of, you know, like I said, you can't not pay the light bill that comes to Ian Bernard.
Yeah. Well, it was also when the DMV told me I needed to get a license in New Hampshire, that obligation was under the name Ian Bernard. So in theory, I fulfilled the obligation for the name Ian Bernard at that point. It's a mess.
It is a mess.
Nasty, nasty.
And
case.
It's such a mess that Judge Burke is going to get confused and wind up saying guilty.
Well, here's another interesting point, Daryl, in this unsworn falsification law. Section 3 says no person shall be guilty under this section if he or she retracts the falsification before it becomes manifest that the falsification was or would be exposed. Now, that last bit of wording is a little confusing to me.
I have no clue what that means.
But ultimately, the falsification being retracted, I would count that as me going ahead and changing the name to Ian Freeman on the license, which I did do eventually. So it wasn't like I'd intended to go on forever having the New Hampshire driver's license under the old name.
Yeah.
So if they want to follow their own rules, which they don't tend to do, then in theory, Part 3 there should at least throw out the unsworn falsification charge. There's no out in the...
Or they could say, what we mean there is... You wrote the wrong information, and then you ripped that form up before you handed it to anyone.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So, like, if you accidentally write the wrong address on a form, but never turn that form in...
Before it becomes manifest.
Then you never gave the government false information.
So there you go. 2 years in jail. That's the proposal that's on the table. Class A misdemeanors. They may drop the charges to Class B. Who knows what will happen between now and then.
Yeah, reading the RSAs for the unsworn falsification, It doesn't specify Class A or Class B.
Which means they can do it either way.
And another RSA says that if it doesn't specify, it is a Class B.
Oh, really? So maybe they just check the box on Class A to try to intimidate me
Yes.
or whatever. We'll come up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves here at Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. You know, most people want to get ahead in life, and nearly all of Free Talk Live's listeners would like to persuade more people toward freedom. But did you know that some of the solutions that claim to help you grow actually backfire? The good news is that 70 years of science shows that even the best leaders can get better, but only if they practice in ways that actually work. Dr. Matt Barney, the founder of LeaderAmp, has coached and taught thousands of successful leaders around the world for the last 20 years using the latest science of what works. Dr. Barney has drafted blueprints for a new smartphone application to measure each person and tailor a customized developmental plan, some of which will be pushed to your smartphone. His vision is to build a community who can access approaches that really work and support each other's development as leaders. Uniquely, it will also allow you to compare your leadership with famous historical leaders like Gandhi or Steve Jobs to help you see that they weren't perfect, but overcame their own limitations with practice. The app isn't ready yet. It's being built right now. But if you want to help advance an approach to grow Freedom Lovers' persuasion skills, we'd love for you to join the community. Feel free to pre-order on Indiegogo by visiting this website. LeaderAmp.freetalklive.com. That's a quick link. It'll take you to their Indiegogo campaign where you can learn more and get behind the program. That's LeaderAmp.freetalklive.com. Daryl and Ian here with you. We're going to go into your phone calls and thoughts. And then coming up, Daryl, we're going to talk about the college myth about making an extra $1 million if you go to college. First, we've got Eric in Kansas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, Ian, I know you got a lot of experience with this, but I just wanted to throw this out there to you. But I was looking at the RSA, and under Section 2, it's got A, B, C, D, but those don't really matter. It's mainly the very first sentence on the number 2 that you got to deal with. Basically, there's just two questions that you can ask and answer to solve this whole thing. Did you believe you were making a false statement? That's one question. And the other question is, did you have a purpose to deceive a public servant? And if the answer to those questions are no, then they haven't got a case. And what I would do if it was me, I would just file an affidavit of facts with the court, making those two statements. that I did not make any false statements and that I did not have a purpose to deceive the public servant. And then they have to prove that you actually knew something, or they have to prove that you had a purpose to deceive. And I think that could be an uphill challenge for them.
Good suggestions, Eric. Appreciate that. Anything else you want to get out there tonight?
No, that's it. Good luck with it.
Cool, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number. Of course, it was great to be here in New Hampshire when this happened, because we actually have a great crew of activists who was on the outside backing me up. They came out to the Troop C, as it's called, the state trooper's office where they had taken me for processing. So as soon as I got out the door, they were there. You know, they paid the bondsman the $40. They were there to give me a ride back. And it's just the community that we have here in New Hampshire is unparalleled. It's unprecedented. And it was great. It's great having these people out here. So the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can take control of the airwaves. Let's go to the phones. Continue. Whit is on the line in Arizona. Whit, you're on Free Talk Live.
Peace be upon you, Ian.
Thanks, Whit. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
But I'm not with your spirit. I should like to remark about how the arguments I've had with you have gone full circle. You once said that I'm not a libertarian, and you suggested I was making an argument ad populum about most people that were Americans were happy on August 10th. 1945, because Japan finally unconditionally surrendered. And I should like to say that all those people weren't sick people for celebrating, like you suggest I am, for being in there with it.
Yeah, I do think it's pretty sick to celebrate the death of innocent people. Thanks for your call tonight. 855-450-FREE, that is the Pro-XPN toll-free line. And I don't know if Whit has really internalized this yet, but to continue calling about the exact same topic is really uninteresting.
Yeah.
So it's not going to endear you. It's not going to get you on the phones very long if you're going to continue doing that. He, at the very least, has divvied up his same three topics. You know, Whit, he likes to talk about Whit and, you know, what corrects some sort of misunderstandings. He likes to talk about the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And Muslims being, or no, he would correct me too.
Islamists
being evil people, and that's about it. That's about all Whit has to bring to the table. So
yeah.
There you go.
I have a rule that I have never said on air, but I will go ahead and say it now. When I am in first chair, mm-hmm. if he calls in, he will remain on hold throughout the entire show.
That's interesting. Well, you know, I figured I'd see if he had anything new. Let's go to Mark in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Mark.
Hi, this is Representative Warden in New Hampshire. And I want to say, Ian, on behalf of the New Hampshire government, I'm sorry you got hosed by this stupid law.
Oh, thank you, Mark. This is Mark Warden, also known as the Porcupine Realtor, and big supporter of Free Talk Live and all things liberty here in New Hampshire. Thank you. I certainly appreciate that, and hopefully you'll be able to make it out if this thing ends up going to trial.
It will.
I expect it will.
I think it will, and I appreciate your pushing the envelope to point out the gun in the room and the silliness and the farce of some of the laws. But I want to tell your listeners that no matter how cynical one is about government, it's worse than what you think. So what happens with all these laws when they're made is you have people in a room who react more to emotion and anecdotes than they do to principle or logic. So often you have people writing these laws who don't think out all the unintended consequences. And what happens is people like you get caught up in the web.
Well, right. Yeah, the emotion is what drives the passing of the laws. But then these, you know, emotionless police officers, I mean, they have emotions, but they try to withhold them, at least from display. Then these police officers, you know, they interpret these laws in whatever way they think is appropriate. And, you know, that's where you don't cross a T or you don't dot an I correctly. And then you end up with a misdemeanor charge.
That's right. And of course, there are built-in perverse incentives for law enforcement and the judicial system to keep these bad books on the laws because it keeps their docket full, right? It's a full job security for them.
Well, you know, it'd be one thing if there was actual fraud going on. You know, if somehow I was using a different name to deceive someone, and there, you know, there was money or loss of property or something like that involved. But no one's accused me of doing anything like that. Essentially, I've been accused of putting my name on a form, my old name on a form, after I legally changed it to a different name, and that's a misdemeanor, apparently.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing, and keep the faith, keep up the good fight, and we're pulling for you.
Well, Mark, I hear that you're moving on from the duties of a state representative. Is that rumor true, or are you still considering doing things in Concord next year?
No, I've had enough. I've been there 2 terms now, 4 years, so it's time to let the new bunch come in. But I'm dedicating my time to identifying, recruiting, and training other Liberty candidates.
Excellent. Yeah, I've heard you're actually running. I've heard you're running candidate training seminars now, and that sounds very exciting.
Yeah, that's right.
So you could come if you want to know about how to win an election in New Hampshire, make the move here as part of the Free State Project. And Mark Warden, the top-rated Liberty rep, like the number one two years in a row? Mark, I know you probably don't want to toot your own horn, but I'll toot it for you. Was it 2 years in a row that you were the number one Liberty rep?
Yeah, two out of the 3 years I've been rated number one by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
So no better person to learn the ropes from than Mark Warden. I heard there were dozens of people at your seminar at the last one you did last weekend.
Yeah, it turns out Liberty is popular. We've had quite a few people who are interested now in getting involved. You know, most people are cynical, as I mentioned, about the government, but we've seen some real victories and successes. You've talked about on this program before things like the jury nullification law, which came into play in New Hampshire just a couple years ago.
Yeah, I may have to try to use that in my case if they continue on with this prosecution. Thank you, Mark, for all your efforts. Look forward to seeing you soon, and appreciate the call tonight. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Because houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door double reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door Devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to call us that way. But you do have to send a contact request first before you can actually make that call. But that's easy enough to do. Again, you add username lrn.fm as we continue here with your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Jason on the line in Utah. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I called in a couple of days ago and was going to give you an update on our visit down to the Bundy Ranch situation down there. Give me an update on how that's going.
That would be great. Please do. We're hoping to have one of the members of the Bundy family on the show tomorrow, but I would love to get your perspective. Go ahead.
Cool. Yeah, I went down there with Brian Hyde, who's a local radio host here, and I think you guys know him as well. And he wrote an article on his visit. It's actually on thetruthaboutguns.com is where he wrote it, if you guys want to check that out. But he's got a pretty good article on his visit down there, and you'll see a picture of us and stuff
there
and kind of what's going on. Yeah, so thetruthaboutguns.com. And, you know, it's interesting down there. You know, the federal government has made quite the showing. Interestingly enough, they've, in pure bureaucratic fashion, they've done something that nobody else could do, is they've made their own off-ramp right to the 15, which is, you know, major highway between, Salt Lake and Las Vegas. They just basically have park their vehicles right up against the 15. They can kind of turn off right there in the middle of 15, so nobody can get any access to their vehicles, you know, to take photographs or anything, because, you know, it's 80 miles an hour through there, and they put up signs that say no stopping. Of course, that doesn't apply to them.
Huh.
And they built this amazing vehicle compound that's kind of tucked back in this valley, but obviously you can't see it because you're whizzing by at 85 miles an hour. And there's quite a presence of state troopers that are pretty active driving around the secondary roads as you turn off onto the Bundy Ranch. They're coming by. You know, when we were there, there's probably a couple hundred people there, a lot of good folks. And, you know, just so people get a feel of what kind of people the Bundys are, I mean, they are probably some of the toughest people on the planet. I mean, where their ranch is some of the most inhospitable land in the country. It's amazing that anybody could even live out there. But good folks, you know, cowboy through to the core. You know, they're just taking a stand for what they feel is right.
And the entirety of the violence of the federal government, it feels like it's just coming down on them. Now, how were you able to get on their ranch? It was our understanding from earlier this week that they are trying to prevent people from getting there. How did you manage that?
Right. Good point. We're not really on their ranch. There's when you turn off to get to their ranch, there's just a little turnout that's, I don't know exactly how far it is from the road to their ranch. That's where everybody's staying right now with all the protesters. There's quite a bit of media presence out there. CNN was out there. InfoWars was out there. Fox. They're starting. They're getting quite the camp. There was about 10 or 15 satellite trucks when we were out there.
Wow. And I heard that the free speech zone designation has been removed.
That is
Can
correct.
You confirm,
Brian? Yes, it is gone. Brian and I were very disappointed that we couldn't stand in that zone and speak freely. So, we had to keep our thoughts to ourselves while we're there. But, they pulled that out. It's gone. So that's a victory. When we were down there, a couple of reps showed up from state reps from Nevada. Michelle Fiore was one. And I was very impressed with her. She stuck her neck out to come there, and she's right there with them. I went to her webpage, looked her up. She's an interesting candidate because she shows up on her her page, like wearing a pistol. You don't see that very often.
Is she already a state representative, or is she running for state rep?
She is a state representative.
I see.
And Michelle Fiore, I think it's Fiore. But she did a good job. And there was another gentleman there who was just like her. I can't remember his name. I think you can probably find links to that story. But they show up and spoke to the crowd. But, kind of like we talked earlier, when I asked you guys about your advice for situations like that, there's definitely some direction needed there, some focus, and some training on, how to conduct an effective protest. Because right now you've got a lot of good people trying to stand up for their rights. But, as you know, at some point that just becomes kind of an unruly mob. Not saying that's what it is now, but, it could be. The rumors are that there's a lot of people headed down there tomorrow through the weekend. I know there's a fairly sizable contingency of people from St. George and Cedar City. They're going down there tomorrow, probably a couple hundred. So,
wow.
It's interesting.
How many people would you say are there at this location where people are gathered? Not including the media, like just kind of protesters or supporters or whatever.
200 or 300.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty big. And like I said, I think this weekend is going to be an interesting time because so many people have been saying they're going down this weekend. Because obviously people have jobs and stuff. And, they want to come down when they can spend the weekend. So
now, this area has been described as inhospitable. I mean, is there even a convenience store in the region? I mean, how far away are people from a bathroom, or is somebody bring out a porta potty? Is there any kind of food or water around? Are people providing that? Are people cooking and, selling stuff? How's that working?
Yeah. There's people dropping by food the whole time I was there. They had a big grill out and they were cooking. There are no bathrooms as of yet. I'm sure somebody will bring them. Been really amazed at the local community. Very small. Bunkerville is a very small place, about 1,000 people. Mesquite is probably maybe 5,000 to 8,000, 10,000 people, I'm guessing. Decent sized city, has a McDonald's and all that kind of stuff. That is about 15 minutes away. 20 minutes.
15
away,
minutes? 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
15 to 20 minutes away. Where these guys are is literally in the middle of nowhere. I mean, when you turn there is nothing there.
So they're blocking off an exit from the state road or the interstate? Did I understand you correctly?
They have just kind of created their own little turnout, like just off the side of the shoulder. The BLM they can just turn out right there. Well, of course, if you did that, there would be some kind of federal crime for, exiting a freeway.
And that's federal interstate.
So
that's I-15.
So wait, they're turning out just into the desert is what you're saying, that they're leaving the interstate.
That's correct, and that's about 4 miles away from where the actual protesters are. What's interesting is, it's a desert, flat. You can see for 20, 30 miles, but you can look out in the distance and you can see the couple of trucks out there watching you. Of course, they have they can probably read your shirt from their distance. So it's kind of an interesting experience for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you said the state troopers are flitting about everywhere. There's a news story that I pulled up yesterday. We didn't have a chance to talk about it, but They're making it sound like even the governor of the state of Nevada is speaking out against the feds, but yet at the same time, his very own police force is assisting the feds?
Yeah. Today I was on the radio with Brian Hyde. At the end of the show, we got a call from one of the Bundy family who said that there are some Patriot folks coming in that area, and they have been stopped, and there's reports of some of them getting their weapons taken away. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. Nevada actually has some interesting gun laws in Clark County. I think when you're coming in with a weapon, you have to have the magazine separated from the weapon.
So they're getting them for
coming
that.
In with the, yeah, that would be my guess. I can't confirm that, but knowing Clark County's laws for firearms, that's probably what they're getting them for.
Jason, thanks for the update tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Was there anything else that you felt like you needed to add in?
No, I just appreciate you guys getting the word out to it.
Bye. Yeah, thanks for going out there tomorrow. And as I said, we'll have one of the sons of Clive and Bundy on tomorrow. I think his name is Ryan. He'll be joining us at the beginning of the Saturday edition of the show. So we'll get his sort of inside perspective as to what is going on. And if you're down there and you are or you have been down there, would love to hear from you, especially if there was any kind of encounter with the police. And Jason, thank you again. Glad you made it out of there okay. And hopefully everything will continue to be, you know, a situation where nobody's gets shot. So far that hasn't happened. The allegations have been the feds have been shooting at the cattle. But I don't know if that's been – has that been proven, do you think, Jason, at this point?
I did have some friends that actually managed to fly over that in a helicopter. They're actually reporters up in northern Utah. And they here's something that's interesting. They have seen – it's calving season, and they've seen newborn calves away from their mother because their mother has been taken by the feds. Now, interesting that the environmentalists who are worried about the turtles aren't worried about the calves that are newborn that are dying out there.
That's horrifying. Jason, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the update. And the phone lines are open for you about whatever you'd like to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We can tell you a little bit more about what's happening out there with a so-called range war. You've got government officials speaking out, some in favor, some definitely not. And you can take control here. Hour 2's next. This is Free Talk Live.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-443-7087. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call 1-800-443-7087.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.